Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What was your impression of new Cubs general manager Carter Hawkins, our 820 guest today? What is Hawkins' top priority in taking over a job that's been vacant almost a year?
Yeah, you know, I think it was interesting to hear from him. He's an articulate guy. He's well-spoken. He was talking generally about different things. He didn't get into specifics, which is completely unsurprising. I don't think you want to get into, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. I think that what I liked about it is you know, clearly his background speaks to a work ethic. He's moved up to every job possible in baseball. What's interesting is that he was in the scouting department and then in the player procurement department. So it's really interesting to see. It's not often you get development along with just trying to find out what a player looks like. So he's touched on some of the key components to it. And I know he said there was no secret about pitching and how to put it together, but I suspect that he has some information that is going to help with the Chicago Cubs. And I think it's a nice a way of separating it by saying that maybe it doesn't help the guys currently with them, but maybe moving forward, they are developing better than they
good way
before.
To look at it. The guys that it will draft and develop, whatever he said about their approach to pitching development with the Indians resonated with Jed Hoyer and Tom Ricketts during the interview process. So you know there's something there. They brought him here for a reason. I was very impressed with his speech in that we don't want to overstate this the significance of a press conference, but he certainly won it by being prepared. You know, he didn't look like he was reading off of anything, but he sounded like he had written it. And, right. And there's a gift and there's an art to that, and he certainly came across in a positive way. I love the anecdote. I love the thing about him being on the team bus after Game 5 of the World Series, hearing "Go Cubs, go" as they fought traffic after the World Series in 2016 as a member of the Indians traveling party. That was funny. He's now going to have to get used to hearing that more often, hopefully, in his mind. He's got to bring something to the table that complements Jed Hoyer and doesn't have to be anything more than a good second guy to Jed Hoyer's president.
House call. Trayvon Diggs pick six.
Did you hear Jim Deshays mention there will be a lot of Cubs executives who believe they deserve the GM job that went to Carter Hawkins? Deshays went as far as to say in a non-COVID-19 world, Hawkins would benefit from taking his new colleagues to dinner and getting to know them over a few glasses of wine. What would you recommend he do now to integrate himself with talented underlings?
Ingratiate.
What kind of wine was JD going to tell him, you know, make a wine recommendation to? That was an interesting approach. I think Carter Hawkins, if there is that element that he has to overcome, which was the suggestion, then he needs to just be himself. I don't think that you can go into a new spot like that in a new environment work-wise with people that may resent your presence. Which was the implication. I'm not saying, but that was the implication.
That was the implication,
no doubt.
That's
the context of this question.
He's younger and less experienced than some of the people that he was chosen over internally.
Don't try to be something you're not. Be yourself, and eventually that will show those people that may doubt you why you're there. Don't try to prove something. Don't try too hard. Just be yourself, and I think the rest will come naturally. And if it doesn't, that's not your problem.
Yeah, I just think that the only thing he can do is hit the ground running and work very hard and get everything that you can, you know, get everything out of your job and do everything you can do. I think that he's going to have to take a role of leadership. He, you know, obviously you don't want to be bullying underlings or anything like that, but he's got to establish, like, yeah, it's my job, and you're working for me, and I'm here, you know, before you get here, and I'll be here after you leave. And that's all it comes down to, is just, you know, people respect people that work hard at their job, and I'm sure he's gonna.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
On Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday, White Sox assistant GM Chris Getz mentioned Romy Gonzalez as a possibility to compete for the second base job in 2022. Do you consider Gonzalez a viable option? Anything else Getz say stand out?
You know, I like hearing from Getz. I think that was definitely the headline, no question about it, when he said Romy Gonzalez could be the second baseman. Look, I mean, Chris Getz was a second baseman, right? So I would imagine that he kind of knows what that guy looks like. I love the Romy Gonzalez story. I've talked about it before, the idea that there was no minor league system. He wasn't considered an important enough piece of the franchise to send to Schaumburg. So what did he do? He said, this is my career. This is my livelihood. I got to do everything I can to get better. And he broke his rear end and made himself into a player that was so valuable they had to put him on the 40-man roster and get rid of a left-handed hitter to do so. So kudos to him for making himself into that guy. It's a huge jump. It's another jump to be an everyday second baseman. I'm not sure that he has that in him. I don't know. I know that he's going to try. He's going to do everything humanly possible. If you're being told that he has a chance, I'm sure he's been told. And I'm sure, like everybody that is on a team that's in a franchise, you know where the opening is. So you are going to do everything humanly possible to make sure you can be there. I would much prefer if they went outside the organization and brought in a legitimate second baseman.
I was surprised Chris Getz went that far. I understand why, because he's an internal option at second base. There will be this external pressure to go outside and get somebody like a Marcus Semien in free agency, which would answer the question emphatically. But Romy Gonzalez has a lot to like, and certainly is representative of the way they want to develop players. And Chris Getz, who is specialized in that in the White Sox organization, made sense for him to promote that idea. So I don't think might be a little bit of a disappointment if he's in your opening day lineup, but if he improves as much in spring training as he did over the course of last season, nobody will complain. I also think Getz left open some possibilities of what to do with Garrett Crochet and Michael Kopech.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a plan yet. I don't know if they know yet. Maybe it depends on free agency. I appreciated his honesty when it came to those questions about pitching. I like what Chris Getz had to say on Saturday morning. I'm looking forward to hearing Rick Hahn address this season whenever he decides to.
When was that?
I don't know.
That happened, right?
Not yet.
Oh.
Pick six on a house call for Roquan Smith.
Eddie Jackson tweeted out a decade-old Twitter post from Pro Football Focus about Lance Briggs being among league leaders in missed tackles. Briggs has been vocal on NBC Sports Chicago about Jackson's issues tackling. What was your reaction to seeing Jackson's social media shot at Briggs?
My reaction was, grow up. You know, social media is make-believe. If you're a professional athlete, you've got to understand what comes with the territory. And Lance Briggs, somebody who had a good enough career with the Chicago Bears to be a Hall of Fame nominee, he's not the guy you want to criticize. Did he miss a lot of tackles? Maybe, statistically, analytically. Did he make a ton? Absolutely. Stop talking, Eddie Jackson. Start tackling.
Yeah, your problem, Eddie Jackson, is not Lance Briggs. Your problem is known as Eddie Jackson. You need to be better, period, end of story, not try to pick a fight with someone that criticized you. Just do your job. The ex-Bears want you to do as good as they did as players. So don't look for villains somewhere.
That's look a great in the point. Mirror. That's a great point.
It's perhaps worrisome to continue to monitor tight end Jimmy Graham, who hasn't caught a pass in five games. Nonetheless, are you at all surprised that Graham wasn't even targeted once in 19 plays on Sunday? What should be done with him at this point?
you missed the boat on Jimmy Graham. Let's face it. You know, I guess maybe give him a couple days off practice. This is just madness, and this is maddening, quite frankly, given some of the decisions that were made, given the salary cap hell you're in. There's just absolutely – I'll tell you something now. They're not going to start targeting Jimmy Graham. It's not like you're going to suddenly try figuring out – they know the tight end they need to use, and they're going to start using him more. So I would say get ready for five more games of no catches.
Cole Kmet deserves the opportunity to be targeted more than he has been, and I think that goes without saying almost. Jimmy Graham will be part of the explanation when Ryan Pace is fired. And when Ryan Pace is fired for the mismanagement of his payroll and the salary cap and choosing guys like Jimmy Graham over Kyle Fuller in the offseason of 2021, he'll be used as an example of a name on a long list of names that were part of Ryan Pace's plan. Not working. Five games? Has it been five games since he caught a pass? 19 snaps? Why is he here? If he's not here to be a threat in the red zone, he has no purpose here. He's just taking up valuable space on the payroll and another spot on the roster.
Pick six.
As the Blackhawks open their home season opener tonight at the United Center, how hot is the seat really for Coach Jeremy Colleton after the team's 0-2-1 start? Is there any explanation? Has there been any bright spots?
Oh, the seat is getting hotter by the game. I like Dustin's idea about this feeling like a must win, if not a statement game. You've got to show some progress here. You're at home. 0-2-1 does feel like 0-3. You got that point because you came back, but I respect Patrick Kane speaking out for his coach. I respect Jonathan Toews defending Jeremy Colleton and his system, but you know what? It's not working, and the Blackhawks have had success making moves early in the season in October, not saying that they're going to go out and hire the next Joel Quenneville, but if they make a coaching move because they can't respond and they don't look good tonight, I don't think many Hawks fans would mind because something's got to change. They are too talented to come out as flat as they have in each of the three games so far this year.
Yeah, you know, I think that to me, the real big news is that Marian Hossa is going to be honored with a legacy night. That is the best thing I've heard from the Blackhawks this season thus far. I got a lot of time for Marian Hossa. I think he's just was a great player, meant a lot to them. It'll be great when Brent Seabrook gets his night and the Hammer gets his night. And, you know, that seems to be what we're focusing on right now because God knows the what's happening on the ice is a disaster. I think it's real easy to say, let's get rid of Jerry Colleton. I think, you know, fine. You want to get rid of him, get rid of him. But who put all these defensive pairings together? Who went out and got all these guys, and why is that not working?
Fair enough. Stan Bowman, that's who.
That's another issue. I think a lot of seats are getting hotter for many different reasons with the Chicago Blackhawks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.